for downloading the Preston and Steve podcast from WMMR. It'll begin right after these words.
Hey, it's Steve. We'd like to thank Jack Frost Mountain for sponsoring today's podcast. We're heading back to Jack Frost on Friday, March 4th with the 10th annual Preston and Steve Carboard Classic. Go to WMMR.com for details to register your sled and compete for cash prizes. From WMMR and JFBB, where the snow comes first.
And now, Preston and Steve.
But first, Casey was, and I saw your tweets on, or your post on social media this weekend, Casey, and you had texted me as well, but your son, Seamus, which, how old is he?
He's eight
years old, had his first ever wrestling match this weekend.
Yeah.
And from the text you sent me and the post, you were a wreck.
I was a wreck. I tried to keep it together. And, you know, you could see that the kids, you know, before the match and everything, they try and do whatever they can to keep their mind off it. But the kids get nervous about it as well.
Sure.
But, you know, the parents are nervous. And then once the match starts, it is a stress that I've never felt before as a parent. And like I was sweating and nervous. And
did you distill it down as to why?
Yeah.
I mean, I know obviously you're nervous just in general, but I think it caught you how nervous you were.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, because your children, you know, like you just want to protect them at all costs, right?
Yeah.
And essentially, you're allowing your child to fight somebody else, and you're standing around and watching it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's basically what it boils down to. But not only that, Steve.
You had bet on the matches.
I bet on them. I had a lot of money riding on that little bastard.
Come on, yeah. Fire!
No, you know, it's a very emotional morning. And so if you've never been to one of these matches, and my friend tried to warn me about this, you know, not warn me, but just kind of, you know, ease me into it, make me understand, you know, what's going on. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of tears and all that other sort of stuff. And there are a lot of tears, but just saying that doesn't make it better. Like, you have to understand where the tears are coming from. And it's not, I'm sure there's pain involved, but there is emotional pain. Like, these, like, you are an island out there. Like, you don't get to share a loss with a team. When you lose on your own. Steve, I was outside for a second. As I was walking in, there had to have been this kid. He was 10 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Crying, walking out. He was done for the day, and he was crying as he was walking out. And I tried to like be a, you know, positive. I'm like, hey man, how'd you do? He's like, I lost. And he was crying. And I'm like, bud, you can't win them all. I'm like, you know, everybody loses.
It's gonna get much worse.
It's, you know, and his mom's walking out, and you know, so I didn't want to like look like a creepo or anything like that. But I was like, listen, man, you know, like, you know, unfortunately, you don't get to share this loss with the team. You know, like, you know, this is all on your own. But did you try your hardest? He's like, yeah.
It's hard to understand that you're saying all the right things. Right. It's just hard to understand. Did you take him out for a drink?
I did take him out for a drink. I'm like, two Shirley Temples.
No, but you know what? That's the thing about the nature of wrestling, though. It's kind of it's ingrained in you as far as guys go, and being. Being beaten in that.
Yeah.
Is, it's hard. You have been bested physically and just, I mean, you're trying to, as hard as you can physically to overpower someone. And when you're overpowered by someone, when someone takes you, it's like, you feel kind of.
Well, you know, from Krav Maga, and you know that ground element, which is what all wrestling is.
Yeah.
There's also just a strategy and a leverage.
Oh my God.
So, and there's so much to that. But you're right, Preston. It comes down to a core, classic, primal combat.
Yes.
We're going to meet, and who is the better of us?
And, and there's no greater feeling of I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
When you're beaten by one other guy wrestling like that, unless you look at him and go, oh my God, this guy's going to kill me.
Right.
You know, right off the bat.
If the kid has 100 pounds on you.
Right. And Steve, I'll tell you, it was heart-wrenching, the whole thing. The whole time, but watching a child, not my child, but any child, and I saw this happen a bunch of times that morning, cry and wrestle at the same time.
Really?
Crying.
They call it Cressley.
Cressley. But, yeah. Like, you know, they don't stop the match because you're crying.
No.
I'm gonna tear you apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
oh my God. So you must have been dying.
So I had, you know, and unfortunately my son, he didn't win any of his matches. He had three matches. And, you know, I think for me.
Did he put up a good fight?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's all that you can ask,
so
right?
His first match. All right. There were a couple of heartbreaking moments, Steve. His first match. It's 3 1-minute periods.
All right.
Unless you get pinned, then the match is over.
Okay.
So and then they do point system. So you take somebody down, you get points. Yeah. If you get up, you get points, and you know all that sort of stuff. So my son, he dominated the match. At one point in the second round, it looked like he even pinned this kid. But I guess maybe his one shoulder blade didn't touch. But from what I was seeing, it looked like he had the kid pinned. He was beating this kid by like a good 10 points with 20 seconds left in the entire match and made an error
and
ended up on his back and got pinned with 6 seconds left, right? So that was heartbreaking. But then after the match was over, me and my son were over at the bleachers. He asked me who won. And I was like, oh. I'm like, the other kid won, bud. He's like, oh. He's like, well, what was the score? And I told him what the score was. And he's like, I don't get it. Like, why didn't I, you know? And so
I'll tell you who won, that kid's father.
I know that kid's father. And that's the other thing. That kid's father and my brother played football together. That kid's father is also Kevin Gunn's cousin. So really? I'm like, I know this guy. I'm like, beat his son. Beat him.
Yeah. DJ, if you felt proud, though, obviously.
I was totally proud.
That he didn't give up.
No, especially because his second match, he got pinned in the first round. It was a violent match right off of the bat. I mean, right off the bat, it was crazy. And then he did the same thing he did in the first match. He tried to make this move, ended up on his back. He got pinned.
So the violent one was the third match?
No, that was the second match. So, Steve, he didn't want to talk after that. He didn't, like... I tried to bring him over and give him encouraging words, and he was so upset.
But you said that his opponent kept positioning his wheelchair in a hard-to-grab chair.
No, but, you know, that kid was good.
Yeah.
But I tried to have, you know, encouraging positive words for him. He did not want to talk. He didn't want to be near. I think he just kind of wanted to go away.
You have to remember, like, Preston, and all you guys, and Kathy, when you're that age, there's only so much you can hear about that.
And
then you just want to, you know, okay.
Well, I talked to him about it after when we were driving home. I said, hey, listen, after that second match, you know, I tried to talk to you and you didn't. I'm like, so what's the deal? I'm like, when you're like that, do you just want me to leave you alone? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. All right.
Getting a bunch of texts coming in, Case. This says 5-year wrestling dad. It doesn't get any easier. So it says, Casey, this is my son's first year wrestling, and I'm going through the same thing you are. It's so hard to watch and be supportive when you want to save them. My mom just called Casey a pussy, and I told her no, he's just sensitive.
Thanks, Mom.
But here's another one. It says, gymnastics, same thing multiplied by a million. Except they're not fighting each other. It's the one sport in hindsight that I really regret not trying out. We did it some in gym.
Yeah.
But I really, if I would have had, I wish I would have done it. It's such a cool sport.
Press, they introduced us our freshman year into wrestling. They brought us down to the wrestling room and then paired us up against people that were our own sizes and everything.
Yeah.
And we all wrestled. My nose ended up shoved up Scott Carpenter's butt. And I said,
and
know
then
what?
And then I was into the gym.
I said, you know what? This isn't for me.
Yeah, no, I know.
Not for me.
Yeah.
But I wrestled my brothers, and so I don't know why I didn't. Same thing, Press. I don't know why. If my nose didn't
you
end
weren't
up
surrounded.
In somebody's butt.
Right, yeah. The nose-to-butt thing is definitely a deterrent. Uh-huh. But also, there is such a sense of focus. Everyone is eyes on you.
Oh, yeah. And, Steve, it's a whole... auditorium, or not auditorium, it's a whole gym full of people. I mean, you go to these meets, there's a lot of people there, and they're all watching the match that's going on. Let me go to Adam. Hey, Adam, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Gadzooks.
Hey, so I was a former Little League wrestling coach, so I understand where Casey's coming from. And, you know, it is a very physical sport, and like you were saying, even some kids that win the match, they end up crying just because of the physicality of it. Just, you know, you're going out there, and it's not just you can't blame anyone else, but this kid is throwing you around, and you're doing everything. All your cardinal energy is going into this, and you can't wiggle out of it. It's just meaning and debilitating. And, you know, at the end of the year, some parents are anti-participation trophies. You know, like, you got to earn your trophy, my son.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let you just get a medal for winning.
But the fact that it requires so much that you think they should obviously get a participation trophy.
The fact that they survived the season, half the kids quit the team. You'll watch day one. There's 100 kids in the wrestling room running around, you know, and end of the season, there's 30 kids. And if you survive the season, you survive those tournaments, you deserve a medal.
Right.
And
right,
that's why, like,
thanks, Adam.
I give my son all the credit in the world, because after that second match, he hates losing. I don't know anybody that really likes it, but he hates it with a passion. What? And Steve, when he finally gained his composure, I said, you got one match left. And actually, his second and third matches were pretty close to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was already up on the docket. You know, he was like 5-10 minutes away from wrestling. I'm like, you got a match in about 10 minutes. I'm like, do you want to wrestle? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's do
good.
This.
Good. It teaches character. It builds character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me go to Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, bud?
So I was in high school, and I decided I wanted to try wrestling. So I went after the team. I didn't have any type of skill at all. I was just stronger than everybody.
Yeah.
There was a gap in the weight class. So my coach basically said, look, Matt, go in there. You're not going to win. Just don't get pinned. So everyone knew I was going to lose, and, you know, I knew I was going to lose, but as long as I didn't get pinned, it was a win for me. So, I mean, that was my experience. I hated it because they, like I said, they knew I was going to lose, but.
So you managed to not get pinned?
Yes, I never got pinned. I was physically stronger than everybody I wrestled. They were 3-4 years older than me, and, you know, they had about 20 pounds on me, but I was still physically stronger than everybody. I just had no technique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so technique means a lot. So when, you know, this is my son's first match, you know, not only do they match you up against an opponent who is, you know, within your same weight class, give or take 3 or 4 pounds, but also experience wise. So my son's not going to be wrestling a third year wrestler.
Hey, Matt, by the way, did you like it or not? I couldn't tell from your comment.
Well, I actually did like it because just the fact that I knew I was stronger than everybody I liked, but about the, you know, the 3-4 year wrestler thing, I was a freshman and I was on varsity because they had nobody else at all. So it would have been either put me in or you know.
Right. God, they put you into the slaughter. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Well, they,
yeah, I liked it. I liked
and
it.
So I think that teaches you. I mean, that I know, you know, people get a little leery about stuff like that, but you know, Rocky Balboa, he talks about that. You know, that speech is it's used time and time again. You know, getting hit and getting back up, and that's the deal. That's where your character is built.
You know, what's interesting is this is the first singular sport that I think any of my children have played, and I have a friend of mine who is his name's Hercules. And
that's a bad start, right?
Really
he's from South Africa.
Is he strong?
He's strong, but he also has two sons, and he makes sure that every year they participate in one team sport and one singular sport. You know, so it might be track or tennis or, you know, and then they play baseball or soccer. But, you know, he does that because it's just a different mentality. And, I don't know, like it's, for me, it was really, really difficult to watch that, but I guess it's going to, you know, help build character.
Even though it's an individual sport of sorts, as you get later on, it becomes a team sport.
We went and watched Marple Newtown High School go against Lower Marion on Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and so that's the thing. So if you have a wrestler that can't be matched by another the other team, you get those points. That's 6 points that goes to your team. So there were a couple of guys from Marple, you know, a couple of the heavyweight guys at Lower Marion they didn't have anybody to wrestle. And it's weird because they parade them out on the mat and they raised their hand. Boom. You know, you won, even though you didn't wrestle anybody. Hmm. 6 points to Marple Newtown.
Wow. Yeah. That's the way to go.
Let me go to Gene. Hey, Gene, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so, I used to wrestle back in my younger days. I wrestled for Drexel Hill Raiders and I was horrible. I was a fat, out-of-shape kid, and I was. So I usually lost every one of my matches. My mom saw me one time. She says, go out there and show that kid who's your daddy.
All right.
So it gives me some motivation. I'm trying to kick his ass. I finally pin him. I 1, 2, 3, I pinned him. Get up, and I screamed in his face, who's your daddy?
Dude. Did you get in trouble for that?
Yeah, they made me go back and apologize.
Who's your daddy?
It was well worth it.
Greatest moment of your life.
It's
right,
funny.
Thanks,
I mean, they teach you a lot of stuff, you know, technique, but really it comes down to respect. So before the match, Steve, you have to shake your hand, your opponent's hand. Mm-hmm. After the match, you shake their hand, and then you go over and you shake the coach's hand. You know, it's all about respect because I think they, You know, it just goes back to like,
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. Absolutely.
Well, it's not going to be easy, but I tell you what, man, it's a great sport, and that's cool that he's doing it. Hopefully, he'll like it and stick with it.
I've watched my children play instruments in front of a crowd by themselves. You know, that's very nerve-wracking. This is on a whole new level.
Yeah, it's definitely
a whole new level.